Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Teaching to Change Lives by Howard G. Hendricks is a Christian teaching manual focused on the craft, responsibility, and spiritual significance of instruction. Known for his long influence as a teacher and mentor at Dallas Theological Seminary, Hendricks writes for a broad audience that includes parents, pastors, Sunday school leaders, classroom instructors, and anyone who helps others learn. The book is organized around 7 practical laws or principles designed to make teaching more effective, lively, and life-shaping. Rather than treating teaching as mere information transfer, Hendricks presents it as a relational and transformational task. His central concern is that good teaching should awaken attention, encourage growth, and leave a lasting mark on the learner. The book belongs to the fields of Christian education, practical ministry, and instructional leadership, yet many of its insights reach beyond church settings. Its enduring appeal comes from its direct style, memorable framework, and emphasis on teaching with clarity, passion, and purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching as a calling that aims at life change. A defining feature of the book is its conviction that teaching matters because people matter. Hendricks frames teaching not simply as the delivery of lessons, but as a calling with moral and spiritual weight. In his view, the teacher holds a rare opportunity to influence minds, character, and direction. This emphasis gives the book a tone that is both practical and urgent. The goal is not to impress students with knowledge alone, but to help bring about understanding that affects the way they live. That perspective is especially important in Christian education, where truth is meant to shape belief and conduct rather than remain abstract. Hendricks consistently pushes teachers to think beyond content coverage and ask what kind of difference their teaching makes in actual lives. This theme explains the title itself. To teach is to seek change, not manipulation or performance, but meaningful growth in the learner. By placing transformation at the center, the book challenges passive habits of instruction and calls teachers to approach every lesson with intentionality, responsibility, and hope. Secondly, 7 practical laws that give teaching structure. One reason the book has remained widely used is its reliance on a clear framework of 7 laws or principles. Hendricks does not present teaching as a mystery available only to gifted communicators. Instead, he offers an organized set of basic truths that ordinary teachers can understand and apply. This structure gives readers a memorable way to examine their own habits and improve them over time. The laws are designed to be practical rather than abstract, helping teachers think about preparation, communication, learner engagement, and the relationship between teaching and response. The framework also reinforces one of the book's most useful ideas: effective teaching is not accidental. It grows from attention to certain realities about teachers, students, lessons, and learning processes. In this sense, the book serves as both encouragement and diagnostic tool. Readers can identify why a lesson fails, why a class loses energy, or why students do not retain what they hear. By breaking the task into repeatable principles, Hendricks makes the art of teaching more accessible. The result is a manual that many readers find easy to revisit and use in ongoing ministry or educational practice. Thirdly, the teacher must embody passion and credibility. Hendricks is well known for stressing that who the teacher is cannot be separated from what the teacher says. A lifeless teacher rarely produces lively learning. For that reason, the book repeatedly highlights personal passion, authenticity, and preparedness as central ingredients of effective instruction. Teaching comes alive when learners sense that the teacher genuinely believes the material, cares about the students, and has done the work needed to communicate clearly. This is not a call for artificial performance. It is a call for integrity and engagement. In Christian contexts especially, credibility grows when the message is supported by the life of the messenger. Hendricks, therefore, treats the teacher as more than a presenter of information. The teacher is a model of curiosity, conviction, and discipline growth. This focus helps explain why the book feels motivating to many readers. It does not reduce teaching to methods alone. It presses the reader to cultivate a living connection to the truth being taught. When passion and substance come together, teaching gains energy and authority. Learners respond not only to content, but also to the evident seriousness and joy with which that content is shared. Fourthly, learner engagement matters more than one-way delivery. Another major theme of the book is that learning is not achieved by speaking alone. Hendricks emphasizes that effective teachers must pay close attention to the learner rather than concentrating only on the lesson outline. Information can be presented accurately and still fail if students are not mentally involved. This concern leads the book toward active, engaging instruction. The teacher must work to awaken interest, connect material to real needs, and encourage participation in the learning process. Such an approach respects the fact that people learn through involvement, not mere exposure. In practical terms, this means the teacher should think about readiness, attention, clarity, and application. the lesson must reach people where they are if it is to move them forward. This principle also gives the book value beyond religious settings, because it speaks to universal teaching challenges, distracted listeners, uneven motivation, and the gap between hearing and understanding. Hendricks presents engagement as an act of service to the learner. Strong teaching is not measured only by how much the teacher says, but by whether the student actually grasps, retains, and responds to what is being taught. Lastly, application completes the task of instruction. The book stands firmly against the idea that teaching ends when a lesson has been explained. Hendricks argues that instruction reaches its purpose when truth moves toward application. This is especially central in a Christian framework, where teaching aims at obedience, growth, and changed living. Knowledge without response remains incomplete. For that reason, the book encourages teachers to move from explanation to implication, helping learners see what the material requires of them. This concern keeps the teaching process practical and concrete. It also guards against a purely academic style that may inform the mind while leaving conduct untouched. Hendricks does not dismiss careful content, rather, he insists that content should lead somewhere. Students should leave not only with ideas to remember, but with direction for action, reflection, or personal change. This emphasis is a major reason the book has endured as a ministry resource. It reminds teachers that successful instruction is measured by fruit as well as clarity. The lasting value of the lesson depends on whether it enters life. In that sense, application is not an extra step added at the end. It is part of the purpose that should shape the whole lesson from the beginning. In conclusion, Teaching to Change Lives is best suited for readers who take teaching seriously as both a skill and a responsibility. It is especially valuable for Christian educators, pastors, Bible teachers, parents, and ministry leaders, but its core insights can also help classroom instructors, trainers, and mentors in many settings. Readers will benefit from its strong reminder that teaching is not only about covering material, but about helping people understand, respond, and grow. Practically, the book offers a simple framework that can sharpen lesson preparation, improve learner engagement, and renew a teacher's sense of purpose. Intellectually, it encourages reflection on what teaching is for and what success in teaching should mean. What makes the book stand out in its category is its combination of memorable structure, motivational force, and deep respect for the learner. Many books on teaching focus heavily on method or theory alone. Hendricks connects method with character, conviction, and application. That gives the work unusual durability. It reads less like a technical manual and more like wise mentoring from an experienced teacher. For anyone who wants instruction to be clearer, more animated, and more transformative, this book remains a respected and useful guide. If you would like to support Howard Hendricks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.